Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hello, it's me, Spanky. You know, Mr. Personality from the Yellow Rose. Not sure why I'm doing this. It's not like they're paying me or anything. I can't even get the redneck to pay his tab down at the bar. But you can't help but love them, no matter how nerve-wracking they are. I don't even complain when they make fun of my big head. I just wish John Boy would give me back my memory foam pillow and stop telling his kids that's where the comet hit. Son of a...
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up and at 'em. We made it to another Friday. Friday, October the 15th. And we got John Boy and Billy. Oh. Hey, Marcy Tater.
Tater.
Randy. Hello. Jackie and Andy behind the glass. Everybody buzz. See y'all right then. National Dessert Day. That was National Dessert Day yesterday, right?
You know, I don't know.
Isn't every day National Dessert Day?
You don't put a diabetic in charge of
it. No, Tater's not every day dessert day, man.
And we will celebrate.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to more important stuff, like what stuff you can win out of my office today. Got four contests coming up. Everybody wins. Your name will go into the hat. And today, it's a Mossy Oaks own Cuz Strickland's book, and nothing but the truth about spring turkey hunting. It is autographed to Billy.
So technically, it's my book of his book.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going through something. It was on my side of the office, so I figure, oh, you must have gave that to me so I would have two copies.
Or probably you never gave it to Billy.
That's right. Always a probability in there. Mm-hmm. And also, I got a Dale Earnhardt. It's a NASCAR Hall of Fame model car, like set on the incline there, like they are in the Hall of Fame. Mm. It's Magnificent 7 number 3 model car at number 3, Goodrich Chevrolet of Dale Earnhardt, the late great Dale Earnhardt. So, all right, Cousin Earnhardt in a stuff giveaway. And at the end of the show today, right before we get into the last hour, bring Tom Sorensen in. We'll draw for our grand prize winner. At the BigShow.com, the Kevin Harvick bobblehead and the Princess Diana beanie baby. All right, it is. Still got time. A couple hours to get your name on that. You want to be eligible for that grand prize drawing a little later.
See, we don't call it the Big Show for nothing.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
And we'll pull out our first prize pack and get you ready to play Outburst in minutes. We're awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, our first prize pack today is a big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, t-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine pickle juicers. Inconvenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Click on the banner to BigShow.com. Check them out. Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. And, of course, we'll register you for the stuff that we were talking about as well. Let's see. 3 days in history where we'll get our categories. October the 15th, it was 1989. Wayne Gretzky becomes the highest scorer in NHL history, registering his 1,850th point.
Man.
Gretzky passes Gordie Howe as NHL's all-time top scorer. And got a hot daughter that's married to Dustin Thomas.
I knew you were. And his wife is not bad either. Let's go ahead and talk about that, too.
She was one of my favorites for a long time.
I think he got a trophy for that, too.
Hey, he sure is.
Neither one of you can coach.
All right, let's go. On this date in 1991, students at Harrison Hot Springs, British Columbia, built history's tallest sandcastle using only hands, buckets, and shovels. They built a castle 19 and a half feet tall.
They said, take that, Wayne Gretzky.
No ladders involved. I don't know how they did that. All right. Finally, it was on his date, no one. Taxi driver Elaine Crame of Lambourne, England, finally changed her mind and agreed to marry garage manager Jim Enveldozen. Jim had been asking at the start of his shift for her hand in marriage. The start of a shift, at lunch, and again at the end of a shift every day for 17 years.
Wow.
Jim said, it just goes to show you, you must never give up. Mm-hmm. Just badgered her into marriage.
Well, that's one way to put it, yeah.
He could never coach. All right, there you go. Three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, running through your Friday, early morning, October the 15th. Video of the day. Well, we got a good one. The bikini car wash fail. A couple of baby dolls and bikinis. It's tough to...
It's going good them. There for a minute, and then, yeah.
Them high heels. You got to watch them. Right. Sure, they look good when you're wearing bikinis, but...
Let's just say this one's for the ladies.
Well, check it out, thebigshow.com.
You know why I say that is because when Jackie saw it, the first thing she said, that's what she gets.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, let's get the Friday winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to James from Stewart's Draft, Virginia.
We'll have a big showtime.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, welcome in here, buddy. Coming in out of Stewart's Draft to get this winning beginning, big old prize pack and qualify for my stuff for the day. Okay, James, 5 seconds. We need three things you can do on ice. Ready, go.
Skate, play hockey, and fish.
All right. Yeah, I guess you can fish, you know. Yeah, you can be on ice, fish or under the ice. Yeah. All right, I'm thinking. All right, here we go.
Way too much.
Yeah, I am. James, we need three places there's sand. Ready, go.
The beach, a lake, and a sandbox.
Bam. And for the win, three kinds of shifts. Ready, go.
First, second, and third.
I'll run right through them for the win. Yeah. All right, James, Mount Olive Pickles prize pack is yours, and you got your first name and a half for Cuz Strickland's Mossy Oak book, Truth About Spring Turkey Hunting, autographed to Billy, and that Dale Earnhardt, a present to me from the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Dale Earnhardt, model number 3, Magnificent 7 car.
I don't know if I call
car.
It a present, because, you know, we were there, and then suddenly you had it. So.
let's not look too deep into my stuff. Right. James, you hang on. Jackie, get your info.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. On the other side, call all happy boys, because it's Friday morning. The Happy Boys, Horton Dover, sing. 20 minutes. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. It is Friday. Good morning, happy boys.
I was working. Walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, CD and the players, check out this cover letter from Hoyt. Hey, perverts, the Junior Nation Band presents a sound of the season for a season we don't like worth a fart, Halloween. This one features vocals by the whole Junior Nation Band in the role of a bunch of drunks that try to sing along with Neil Diamond at a baseball game and add a bunch of dumb drunk stuff to the regular words.
Uh-oh.
And special thanks to the concert band at Brushywood Magnet High School for helping us with the horns and string sounds and whatnot. We couldn't have done it without them. Y'all keep them straight up there. Hoyt, let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents a very un-Halloween-y sounding tribute to Halloween. Mainly because Halloween gets on our nerves. Goes like this. Where it began, I can't begin to tell you, but I can tell you it's the worst. Summer to fall, and then it's late October, and Lordy, I dread the 31st. Kids all dressed up at the door, begging for candy bars. I hate Halloween. I'd outlaw it if I could.
He would. He would.
I'm feeling mean. Stay out too late, and then they start vandalizing. It ain't no surprise with kids like these. First they throw rocks, next comes the toilet paper, all over the yard and in the trees. They're punks getting drunk, getting wild, getting me all pissed off. I hate Halloween. It drives me right out of my mind.
It does. It does.
That's right, kids. Don't come around my trailer on Halloween night, because my bowl of candy has officially been replaced by a can of whoop-ass, and you don't want me to open it up. sticking that awful song in your head for the rest of the day, but sometimes the truth needs to be told. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
I like that, Johnny. Coffee. They have it in the machines.
Who don't move around out there?
You can get whatever the opposite of a brain freeze is.
Man, that's all. I put ice in my coffee during the summer times anyway.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Look at you.
It was working. Caffeine getting us.
Ow, 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 ow.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Friday, Big Friday. All right. A brand new Friday morning. Win John Boy's stuff, Cuz Strickland's books, and nothing but the truth about spring turkey hunting. You've never known a hunter to stretch the truth. Surely not Cuz Strickland, the man from Mossy Oak, guided me on my grand slam turkey hunt over the years. It was on television and everything.
Pretty thick book for a guy named Cuz.
Cuz is the man.
And by the way, people have lied on television before.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's an autograph to Billy, and that's the truth right there.
Right.
Win Billy's book here. And I got that Dale Earnhardt model car number 3 Goodrich Chevrolet from the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right. And of course, you got a few more hours to register to win at thebigshow.com for the weekly stuff. Draw a new grand prize winner every Friday. We announce the winners on Friday. We will do that right before we play Outburst later on this morning, and we welcome Tom Sorensen in, all right? Because we got to get 4 in there for our daily stuff. All right, this is going great. Our buddy John Reap from his Country-ish podcast, we pulling him up on Zoom right now. We got some small-town news coming up as the Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, we'll play 4 in minutes, but right now, bringing our man, John Reap.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
From his Country-ish podcast, and we have him every Friday here, and let me tell you, John is playing in Jacksonville, Florida. He'll be there tonight and tomorrow night. The Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Quick question for you. Have you been to Alaska ever?
Never been to Alaska.
No. It is absolutely beautiful up there. It's God's country, but it's wild, wild, wild. In Anchorage, Alaska, dogs and people are being brutalized by a gang of otters.
Gang of otters?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you know, you got your Bloods, you got your Crips. Alaska's got otters.
Man, they must be mean otters. I've been around some otters, not Alaskan otters.
Oh, they call them the pond mob up there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
They wear little do-rags and drink malt liquor.
You know, they would look like those, what did they used to have that drove Hyundais?
The hamster?
Yeah. Well, officials have told the locals not to approach rivers or ponds due to the vicious attacks. They're saying if you see an otter coming towards you, you run and you run fast.
Wow.
The situation is otter control, they say.
Mm-hmm.
The first attack happened last month. A group of four otters chased down and bit a 9-year-old boy who was on a bike ride with his brother and two friends. The boys noticed some otters at a duck pond, stopped to take pictures, and apparently otters hate that.
Oh, yeah. They don't like their picture, but they sure think enough. It steals their spirit. Right.
Yeah. You should, you should always ask first. That's just
right.
Otter courtesy, I believe.
Now, I remember as a kid running from dogs, you know which house had the dogs that would chase you. You'd get up speed. But, random otter attacks, how do you prepare for that?
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. One of the otters started approaching them, and that's when all the kids took off running. One of the boys' mom said the otter chased my son, causing him to trip and fall. Then seeing this, its chance, the otter pounced on the boy. He now has two fang marks on the back of one leg and one bite on the front of both legs, plus he has one puncture wound in his foot.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they stole his bicycle.
Oh, come on. Yeah. They did not.
The next two attacks happened on the same day in September. In the first attack, the otters bit a woman who was trying to rescue her dog away from them. The second happened near the same lake when an otter attacked yet another dog. I mean, it's like they really hate dogs or something.
And selfies.
And selfies. Yeah, I don't know if this is rabies or bath salts or fentanyl or what, but the most brutal dog versus otter attack happened in October at a different lake when a group of otters pulled a 50-pound husky into the water.
Yikes.
And probably would have drowned it if the owner hadn't come to the rescue.
A husky?
Oh,
man. That's a big dog. 50
pounds. Yeah. Meanwhile, cats are laughing their tails off. Have you guys ever been attacked by a wild animal?
No.
I have a raccoon.
And
a chipmunk, if you recall.
Oh, that's right, the chipmunk. Yeah.
Hey, Billy, you could use your chipmunk boys for the otters.
I can. This is our house, bitch. Take off.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game said they don't know the exact composition of this otter gang. You know, they don't know if it's part
and
MS-13.
And you never will.
However, they suspect that all attacks were due to the same group. River otters can travel long distances, so it's possible the same group is responsible for the attacks at both locations.
So if you see them hitchhiking on the side of the road, don't pick them up.
You're a roving gang of otters.
He said most likely it's a single otter group that has either stayed together or come together regularly in Anchorage, because usually otter groups consist of a mother and her sons, but in this case, they think it's just a gang of young adults.
We're looking for the guy that shot our mom.
Yeah, this is like a bunch of Gen Z otter Antifas running around.
Oh, good.
Considering that otters have mostly attacked dogs, he believes they may have had a negative experience with the dog.
Maybe.
Because by and large, they're curious animals, but not aggressive. So, I think this is personal. A dog probably killed one of their family members or something, you know? Maybe it was Uncle Emmett Otter and his jug band. Remember that?
Yeah, what was in that jug? I want to check
They had nice clothes.
They did. The state said they intend to capture and remove the otters, but they have to find them first. And they're,
that's easy. Just spooky. Throw a dog out there.
Who's going to be the bait?
We need a dog volunteer.
Yeah, no kidding. Someone on
what
a bike.
They need, they need one of those like otter versions of Donnie Brasco or Henry Hill from Goodfellas.
Right. Somebody's got undercover.
Undercover otter.
A chipmunk passing himself off as an otter, like Johnny Depp did.
Yeah,
exactly. Not all otters in Anchorage have gone psycho, though, so hopefully soon people can get back to watching cute, non-aggressive otters in peace, just like they ought to. Uh-huh. There you go.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
I got John's Country-ish Podcast, and he's at the Comedy Zone, Jacksonville, Florida, tonight and tomorrow night. You have a great rest of your weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Take care.
I did. All right, but let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out if you're looking to save some dough, you should get yourself a Ford Taurus. As according to a national survey, Taurus owners spend less on this than any other car in America.
Auto insurance.
That's what it is. All right, today's John Boy Jeopardy. This high school sport accounts for nearly 65% of all catastrophic sports injuries, making it the single most dangerous sport in all of high school athletics.
What is otter wrestling? It's not very big in most places.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And our video today brought to you by Nichols Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Check them out online at nicholsstore.com. Check out our video. We got the bikini car wash fail. All girls in bikinis washing cars just trying to look good. Donate. Just check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's
Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
And now your host, as far as he's concerned, there's never been a bikini car wash failure. He's John Moore.
And I am.
But he does keep looking for him.
Say hey to Chad out of Bostic, North Carolina. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome in here, son. You first up. Let's see what you got. This high school sport accounts for nearly 65% of all catastrophic sports injuries, making it the single most dangerous sport in all of high school athletics. What can it be, Chad?
Football.
Is it football?
77!
Don't worry about that. Everybody's first guess. Yep. Football. Yep. No. All right, Chad, you hang, and you'll find out the real answer, but we appreciate you playing. Too soon?
Yeah,
Chad, Florida,
yeah,
20 years ago?
Yeah, I get it.
Was it 20, 25?
Yes, that's
all right. I'm going to do some lines from Petticoat Junction a little later. So you catch on. Chad, you have a great day, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, man. Let's go to Alice in Wilson, North Carolina. You there, Alice?
I am, John Boy. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we are doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound good. All right, baby. Well, you up now. What's the most dangerous sport in all of high school athletics?
Well, since I was a cheerleader when I was there, I'm going to say cheerleading.
You say cheerleading.
77!
Look at you, Alice. Can you still shake him pom-poms?
I can do it like a bat, like it was yesterday.
Be careful. You might put your eye out.
All right, Alice. Good work, baby. You got a big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy bucket, and you are qualified to win my stuff of the day.
All right. I hope it's something good out of your room. I've been looking forward for it.
All right, baby. Well, you hang on. Jack will get you your info.
All right. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right, you too. Let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Push about 20 minutes away. Cracking open a brand new script, acting out in the playhouse. Big Show's on the radio. It is Friday morning. And one of them Friday morning feel-good tunes from Horton, a Junior Nation band.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation band presents a more or less true story featuring Carl LeCook and the legendary nature boy himself, Mr. Ric Flair. It goes exactly like this. Budweiser's ice cold. We just bought a buttload. This one's for them slick girls, them hick girls. They wild as hell. Styling, profiling, way outside the city. Got camo from Bass Pro. Gonna kiss myself. I'm so pretty. Too hot. Call the trailer park manager. Too hot. You know I ain't no amateur. Too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. Too hot. And I'm slapped out of money. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler, 'cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and this bunch ain't right. Call the neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 wait, hold on. Anybody seen my cell phone? Nature boy, sign a check. We about to hit the road for Richmond, Nashville, Dothan, Alabama. Bring that little waitress, she's a bad mama jamma. Too hot, it's designated driver time. Too hot. 'Cause drunken driving is a crime. Too hot. I might need some Waffle House. Too hot. My head's kinda spinning. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler, 'cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we about to fight. Call it neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 hey. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Call a neighborhood watch.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. Brand new script here, all laugh in the playhouse. Y'all got to take her stage instructions.
Oh, yes, yeah, we're giving her all kinds of contradictory coaching right before we go on the air. That's how we do
this
it.
This is going to be awesome.
And it's my first time seeing it. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, and action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Missing Cajun Report. As our story opens, Woodrow Boudreau and his best friend Justin LeBlanc approach the information booth at Crawdad Outlet Mall in Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can we spoke with you for a minute? My name is Woodrow, and this here is my friend Justin.
How to do, ma'am?
What can I do for y'all today?
We're looking for Justin's wife. We suspect she might have been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
We. She come in here with us this morning, and we ain't got no idea where she at now. Me and him ready to go home, and we can't find that woman no place.
Kidnap might be a stretch.
What in the world?
When is the last time y'all seen her?
About 11:30, right after lunch.
You been looking for this woman for over 4 hours? Ain't she got no cell phone?
Tried that. It keep going right to voicemail.
Okay. Let me get some information about this gal. Her name?
Babette Benoit LeBlanc. She's 24 years old.
She is.
Tell me what she looked like.
She 5 foot 10 inches tall. She weigh 110 pounds. Got long blonde hair and great big old bazooms.
She do?
And what kind of clothing does she have on, man?
I knew we were going there.
A pair of skin-tight jeans, a black tube top, an 8-inch spike high heel shoe.
All right. You all wait right here and let me go check with the boy in charge of the security camera. And I'll be right back.
We appreciate it, ma'am.
Justin, that is the worst description I ever heard of. 24-year-old, 110 pound, blonde hair, big bazooms. Man, your wife is 55-year-old, 5 foot nothing, got brown hair, and she's 35 pound overweight.
I know. But who the Sam Hill want her back?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
When that low-talking girl come back, I'm going to tell her undo two-top mountain.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old Manny Petty lay at Foot Spa say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Is this the right voice?
No. No. Please, no.
I know it's going to be hard for y'all to believe, but I'm a redneck. The real live, walking, talking, living, breathing redneck. Now, redneck does not mean a slang term for gene pool deficiency. Actually, quite the opposite. It means I'm a winner in the DNA game of life. So now all you northerners won't have to go to a museum to see a redneck. You've seen one tonight. See, you northerners, you like to get up in the morning and have a little dose of coffee. Us rednecks, we get up in the morning, we have us a dose of the John Boy and Billy Show.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. We're going to do your Friday morning. God damn. Head into October weekend. Going to be doing some tailgating. Going to be doing some grilling. Temperature's getting right. Get you John Boy and Billy grilling sauce. Then all IGAs and KJ stores carrying all of our sauces. We got the John Boy and Billy original, sweet and mild, hot and spicy. Our vinegar-based Eastern Carolina barbecue sauce and all of our rubs, including Carl and Shell's Steak Shake. My buddy Carl LeCook's restaurant, beautiful Goldsboro, North Carolina, named best steakhouse in our home state of North Carolina. And you get them all at johnboyandbillysauce.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, it's the current events quiz. Take C, get a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Well, there's no age limit on winning my stuff today. An autographed copy to Billy. And nothing but the truth about spring turkey hunting, according to Cuz Strickland, a Mossy Oak, and a Dale Earnhardt Magnificent 7 number 3 model car, a gift from the NASCAR Hall of Fame to me. Of course, Billy's book was on my side of the office, too, so really not sure. I'm just grabbing and giving.
This contest could be stuff that Johnny forgot to give Billy. I don't know.
I think in this case, that's a pretty strong hypothesis.
Well, hang on. Somebody going to win in minutes. Right now, it's Friday. Get our Friday morning song going.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you've got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it. Yeah.
people skills. What the hell is wrong with you people?
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as proud as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, yeah, that feels right. Let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Brace yourself. One of America's top-ranked ethnic foods might be a tad less than authentic.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line across America. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day is an Eisen Boys bikini car wash fail. We should have walked in a little longer before she busted her. You know what? Hope you do.
This is one you probably would be okay watching with your wife over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for everything.
They love the ending. We have some fun. At least our girls do. You can check it out at thebigshow.com. All right, then, boys. And how about girls? Pep Squad!
Ready?
And let's say hey to James from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, welcome, buddy. Ah, James, you listen to Billy and win this huge prize pack.
Well, according to a nationwide survey by the public opinion experts at the Harris Company, America's number one favorite Mexican food is served up by Taco Bell. A critic for a top food review website says, quote, popular is one thing, good and authentic are something else. Nacho fries and Cheeto burritos aren't exactly traditional Mexican delicacies. You might say Taco Bell is authentic Mexican in the same way that A, Olive Garden is gourmet Italian, B, Panda Express is gourmet Asian, or C, Dancing with the Stars has dancing and stars.
What you got, James?
John Boy, I guess I better pick C.
That's the way to play. Good work, James. Prize pack's yours. Your prize pack yours, naming half of my stuff. All right, what do you say? First time caller, Ronnie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this October the 15th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Ah, clippity-cloppity-cling-clang-cloo. I'm old and I hate television. In my day, we didn't have no 5,000 channels. Direct satellite TiVo recording, high definition flat screen boob tubular brain poisoning television shows. We made our own entertainment after a nice day of struggling to survive. We'd kill something for dinner, and while it was cooking, we'd play a game like Five Finger Charades, where you'd close your eyes and grope your next of kin. How about a rousing round to pin the tail on the dumbass? Where you took a real animal tail and a tenpenny nail and tried to hammer it into the lower spine of any of your stupid shirt tail relation who were too slow to move out of the way. Or my personal favorite, name that cousin. Where you'd get Jay Bird naked and greased up with bacon fat. Then you'd go into a dark room and name the cousin you were getting jiggy with, which was not as easy as it sounds since they all had so much body hair. Pip, pop, hippity hop, look at me. I'm a cousin humping, pelt stroking goober, stinking of pork fat and carrying on the glorious southern tradition of inbreeding. Behold, as I embrace my heritage, yippee-whippy-zippy-zoo. That's how we rolled. Sometimes we'd enjoy a good book, so we tracked down Ball-Neck Filbert Haskins, who got his name from a gigantic goiter on the side of his neck. He was horrible to look at, but he was the only person in town who could read with the Tinker's Dam, so you'd sit with your back to him to keep from losing your lunch. And you didn't know didn't know that he was dyslexic, so it seemed normal when he read Ape Zan of the Tars and the Ozzet of Wiz and my personal favorite, the Sama Kutra, where he single-handedly turned 28 sexual positions into 56. And all of a sudden, you were talking like Filbert, switching letters every which way. And you'd wander into a nearby town where they'd mistake you for some strange foreigner and chase you with pitchforks and torches. And your pathetic cries of pleh, pleh were ignored. And you were skinned and beaten all because you were too stupid to learn to read. Wahoo, Dore, look at me. I'm an ignorant, skinless bumpkin listening to some swollen freak read stories in pig Latin and begging for mercy in unintelligible gibberish. Kill us all. The world will be a better place. Gibbery G. And we loved it. Or we'd enjoy a sing-along. We'd gather around the church organ with Reverend Oakley Snodgrass. He had great big buck teeth that made him look like a braying jackass when he sang. And he was a miserable drunk. And even though he thought we didn't see him, we knew he was blotto by the time he got to Amazing Grace. And the more he drank, the more entertaining he got. Pretty soon he'd start singing the dirty songs he learned in the Navy. Songs about swimming with bow-legged women and making whoopee with them loose Filipino gals. Pretty soon Sunday night sing-along became the 2 a.m. show at the Sahara with the dirtiest jokes you ever heard. Then he'd sober up and tell you you were all going to hell, but you didn't care because you knew he was three times the pervert you could ever hope to be. Slippity, slappity, slew, look at me. I'm a down-home degenerate, a hell-bound hymn-singing hayseed. Tell me more about them Haitian hoochie mamas, Pastor Pervy. Who needs an idiot box? We've got the Reverend Red Fox. And we liked it. We loved it. Ah, oh, flibbity flu, I hate television.
John Boy and Billy.
The television, a medium so-called because it is neither rare nor well done. How about that?
Morning radio done right.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, our resident movie critic is back to give us his two shekels worth on Hollywood's latest blockbuster. Let's welcome back Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
Shalomi, homies! What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
How's it going, Rabbi?
Bad. Hold on a second there, Junior Poo-Poo Platter. What's with the Yiddish lingo? He's going to give us his two shekels worth. Didn't I warn you about that?
I'm sorry.
I don't go around talking redneck. You don't hear me saying stuff like y'all and moseying and over yonder and NASCAR. Don't be a schlemiel. You're giving me spelkus in my connect.
But I didn't know it bothered you. I apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're a good kid.
Oh, you're such a mensch.
Damn it! I'm taking off my belt!
All right. So what did you see, Rabbi?
I see that I forgot to wear my belt. I wondered why my drawers were so droopy. I'm walking around looking like Justin Bieber. Anyway, you know I love a good action picture. And when it comes to action, you can't do better than James Bondo. 007? It's called No Time to Diet.
No Time to Diet?
It's a Hollywood thing you wouldn't understand. Everybody worried about their body image. Now even spies gotta do it. Funny thing is, they don't ever mention having a weight problem for the whole picture. Go figure.
So, what's the story?
Oh, it's a good one. So, Bondo is trying to get used to civilian life, see, after retiring from the spy game. But his old buddy Felix shows up because he needs help finding a missing scientist. And it turns out that the guy has been kidnapped. Bondo is forced to face down the most villainous villain he ever faced. A real wackadoodle whose plot could cause the death of millions. Oi, my head!
How are the new Bond girls?
Aha! Here's a twist. When Bond retired, they gave his 007 number to some girl. Hoo-wee, does that cause such gastric distress? Yeah. And of course, Miss Penny Money is there, so is Q and M and a bunch of the other alphabet.
So Bond's gotta have a great villain.
Oi, hey, this guy. You remember the guy who was the bucktooth singer who was lighting the loafers in that movie Bohemian Raspberry. he is the villain. He is crazy like a bedbug. Oh, Bondo got his hands full in this picture.
Well, I gotta say, the cast sounds amazing.
Well, now, of course, it wouldn't be nothing without the lead actor. He's great in everything he does. The incredible Daniel Boone.
The Craig.
Craig Boone.
No. The actor who plays Bond is Daniel Craig.
I thought that was the guy who played the Harry Potter, but he can't get work no more.
That's Daniel Radcliffe.
I thought that was the high-strung method actor from My Left Leg.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis.
I thought that was the skinny burglar at the perm in the Home Alone pictures.
That's Daniel Stern.
I thought that was the funny guy who does the America's Grossest Video Show.
That's Daniel Tosh.
I thought that was the who are you going to call guy who got old and fat.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
I thought that was the washed up news guy who can't open his yapper without lying.
That's Dan Rather.
I thought that was the grungy ginger partridge kid who liked hookers.
That's Danny Bonaducci.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
Daniel Craig.
He ought to just take that Harry Potter money and retire. He looks like a 12-year-old with a beard.
So what do you think?
I think he and the kid from the Home All Alone movie should start a club called the We'll Never Work Again Gang.
No, the movie.
Oh, well, what can I say? It's James Freakin' Bondo. I give it 5 yarmulkes. It's almost 3 hours long, but if you like James Bond, you're going to love this movie. If you don't like James Bond, you can go to hell, you communist. So that's all I got. Get out. Go to the movies. Live your life. Get out of the house. Y'all turn off the NASCAR. Mosey over yonder to the moving picture show. Take a bath first. You're starting to stink, you filthy animal. How do you like it? Have some damn respect for yourself. You disgust me. But whatever you do, see a matinee. It's cheaper.
You ready?
Yeah, you should just give me a test.
Test! Hey, man, this is Tommy Chong. And whenever I want to get high, I don't say no. I just listen to John Boy and Billy. Who wrote this, man? Test!
Shows on the radio. All right. So every Friday at this time, we'll be announcing our online winner of John Boy's stuff. So you just go to thebigshow.com, register to win. We had a bunch of y'all do that this week for the Kevin Harvick bobblehead and the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Which one do you think drew more traffic?
I don't know, man. We're talking about since as Harvick wrecked Chase Elliott, and then he wrecked out, looking at Chase behind him, and missed the playoffs for the Roval. Maybe some Kevin Harvick haters wanted his bobblehead rub it in. Nice. I don't know. Nice. We'll see how it keeps going, but appreciate everybody doing that. And the grand prize winner this week is Stephen Lucas from Ruffin, North Carolina.
Ta-da! I tried to change tonight, but yeah, I couldn't get to it.
That's right. You only had a week to prepare.
I know.
We'll try to give you a little bit more
Don't
time
make us get
week.
A violin and teach you how to play it live.
All right. Stephen Ruffin, you got the online John Boy's stuff of this week, and we'll be announcing some brand new stuff we'll put up at thebigshow.com. You can start looking at that maybe over the weekend, but for sure by Monday morning. And keep that handy because we got one more winner to go in the hat for the Daily Stuff giveaway of Mossy Oaks' Cuz Strickland's book, And Nothing But the Truth, autographed to Billy. And he said, Billy, Know the topic of my little book may not be your passion, but hey, you spend a lot of time with turkeys. Cuz. Good work, cuz. By the way, I kept my copy, cuz, so thank you. I'm giving Billy's away. It happened to wind up on my side of the office. So
if you're going to start giving away my stuff from the office, I would like some input on what you're giving away.
All right, from now on.
I'm scared of what you might find.
You know what I think happened is cuz said, here's your copy of this for you, John. Hey, go ahead and give this one to Billy. He's like, yeah, I'll get
that
on there.
Anyway, so we got cuz's autograph book to Billy. We'll give away after we get our word. Word winner in the hat. Also, that Dale Earnhardt Magnificent 7 number 3 model car. Yes, officially licensed by NASCAR. Get that number 3 Goodrich Chevrolet as well, along with cuz. His book. Not cuz, the person, his book. All right, you know what I mean. All right, well, hang on, because Tom Sorensen comes in here and he will pick every NFL game this weekend before we get out of here. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. It's Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Also, you will be qualified for your daily stuff. You can win from my office. It's the Cuz Strickland Mossy Oak book and Nothing But the Truth in a Dale Earnhardt number 3 model car I just told you about. And right now, we got our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen, on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good, buddy. Welcome in here. And congratulations on week number 5 last weekend in the NFL. Your best week so far. Let me see. Got it right here next to my heart, heart, heart. 13-3.
Bam.
13-3. Good stuff, buddy. Yeah. For the season, that puts you at 50 wins, 30 losses. And now your lock of the week, you picked the Carolina Panthers, and that looked good into the fourth quarter before we laid an egg and I gave up on them for the season. That didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
Now, if you're writing a story about the game, the story has to include the word gag. Because they absolutely gag. Even their defense, which has been so good, went bad. But I'm watching that thinking, I got this one. I nailed this one. I'm good. Hey. And then I'm watching thinking, this can't be. And then I do the thing you do when you're watching a game where, okay, I needed a good play, and I stood up, and I had wine in my mouth, but I hadn't swallowed it yet. There was a whole lot of wine sitting in my mouth, so I'd stand up when I needed a big play. And at the end of that, I got gagged on the wine, man. That game drove me nuts.
So that was perfect. Y'all gagged about the same time, man. Wow. Maybe you were a little bit behind you. I know, man. How disappointing. You know, it seems like the Carolina Panthers, I know they're a hometown team. A lot of y'all don't care about them, but, of course, we do, man. I feel like I got a lot invested. I mean, I'm a season ticket holder since the very first.
You know? A lot literally invested. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I
gotta disagree.
Go back.
It's not a hometown. I mean, it might be the team from your hometown, but yeah. I mean, it's the National Football League.
Oh yeah. You're right. Yeah. I mean, because before that, I mean, for some reason, growing up, I was a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Of course, Tom's, it was his hometown team in Minnesota Vikings.
There you go.
It's funny how life works out, isn't it? So, anyway, Tom, so that's about that. Yeah, Panthers choked. Eagles won. You lost your lock, but you are still 3-2 on your locks of the season. And, well, Tom, you got to talk about the biggest issue in the NFL and perhaps in the cancel culture of the week. John Gruden out as head coach for the Raiders.
The only person who was really happy about this was Urban Meyer. For 2 weeks, he's been getting ripped, and I think what he did was he sent Gruden a gift basket and reserved a chair at that bar in Ohio.
Maybe he actually leaked the information. You never know.
No, kid. Boy, that took Urban out of the spotlight, didn't it?
Now, I tell you, some of those emails were 10 years old, and some of them were 4 years old. And, you know, the NFL, more than any major sport, has almost 50% women fans. It's right at 47%. Mm-hmm. Majority of players are black. And if you go to any game in the end zone, you will see signs talking about how inclusive they are, how they belong to everybody. And it was like in Gruden's email, He ripped every, you know, who does the NFL like? Okay, I'm going to rip him and him and them and them. And he, what it was the league is investigating the Washington football team and the guy who just their culture. And Gruden was good friends with Allen, who ran that team for a long, long time, Bruce Allen. Uh-huh. And so they found all these emails. I mean, they haven't even gone through all of them yet. And they presented them to the Raiders, hoping that Davis would fire Gruden. And it didn't happen. And so John was able to coach the most recent game against the Bears, which they lost. And then the pressure was just overwhelming. And it said he resigned, but I think the league went to him and said, you know, we really think you ought to resign. And
okay.
He will never coach in the NFL again. There are two possibilities. One is that a major college would love to have somebody with his coaching abilities working for them. But if a major school hired him, the alumni and the students and the faculty, there'd be revolt.
Oh, yeah.
So I think his only realistic chance to be a head coach again is get a small conservative school, maybe religiously oriented. And then, you know, give Gruden a chance and just say, yeah, we aren't going to hold that stuff against him. We kind of believe it.
I mean, if you're talking about, I mean, the three things in NFL, like you said, all right, let me see, insulted women, like you said, half the audience, blacks, of course, you know, like that. And then gays, they were just giddy over that player who came out gay, you know, before this season. So, yeah, if he could have picked.
Him, yeah. Yeah, and they drafted a gay player, which is what Gruden was so upset about. But, yeah, the guy in his own team came out, and Gruden supported him. It's just he is just getting destroyed nationally. And you're looking for coaches to stand up for him and GMs, and you're looking for quotes. And, hey, well, I believe in this guy. You can't find him.
Yeah, but I guess back in the day, this was 10 years ago, and I don't know how long, but, you know, football coaches seem like they would – you know, I don't know. No,
the
don't
problem is,
it, like
it was written. He typed it in, so it was written down somewhere where they could actually
pull
it up.
That's Billy. That's it.
It's that, and then the other thing that people get in trouble with is everybody has a camera in their pocket now.
Uh-huh.
Those two things, so much that goes on, right. We would never have known about it.
Right. That's true, man. Yeah, written word when you sit there looking. Ooh.
Right.
It's dumb. All right. Well, and Tom, you're looking at the NFL TV ratings. They are up this year. But what's the numbers you got on them?
Well, they're way up. I mean, in double figures for Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, they're up 9%. And that may not sound like a lot, but for television in general, the ratings are down 9%. I mean, people just don't watch TV the way they once did.
Mm-hmm.
And so the NFL is just having it's the best starts in 5 years. And a couple of reasons for it, I would contend. One of them is that we want normalcy. And you look at games now, and there aren't cardboard cutouts of fans. They're real human beings drinking beer and spilling beer and cheering and yelling smart stuff and dumb stuff. And it's real. But the other is they have had a phenomenal season in terms of close games, which is what people want. There have been 80 games played so far this season. And 21 of them, I mean, 21 of 80 have been decided on the final drive at the end of the game or at overtime.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big-time number. 21 games have been decided by three or fewer points. And this stat struck me. After 5 weeks, there have been 8 overtime games. And that ties the all-time NFL record.
How about that? All right, buddy. Well, man, So you're talking about going worldwide. You say it's not official, but the NFL might play somewhere else besides England coming up next year.
Yeah, their goal is Mexico City and London. And they have played the game this Sunday between Jacksonville and Miami, which is a London-quality game. Will be the 30th NFL game played over there. But in Germany, fan clubs are big and selling lots of merchandise. And lots of people streaming the games. And so they are either going to move the game to Munich, Frankfurt, or, of course, Dusseldorf. Now, do you guys know what Dusseldorf means in German?
No.
Okay, I don't either. I was hoping one of you guys would know. Thanks. Hey, thanks. I know Randy. Thanks, Randy.
Well, you Googled it. Randy will come in handy. All right.
I'm not going to cheat. I either know or I don't. But the thing is, will there be enough bad games? I mean, like last week we had Atlanta – over there and the New York Jets. And this week we have Jacksonville and Miami. I mean, how are you going to give London out in bad games and find one for Dusseldorf, too?
We'll find out. All right, and we are heading to week six. And, Tom, we'll get back up with you here in about 30 minutes and get your picks from this week, coming off a 13-3 record last weekend. All right, buddy?
And as a bonus, I think we're all going to learn what Dusseldorf means.
All right, good deal. Yeah, we'll give Randy time to work that out. All right. All right, then. Hang on there, Tom, and we'll play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Friday. Video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Everything you need to go hunting. We got the bikini car wash fail. Check it out, BigShow.com. And we take your classic beer requests on the wall in minutes, but right now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word, and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Dwayne from Orange, Virginia. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Welcome. And we got Aaron from Guntown, Mississippi. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Wow,
good morning.
That sounds like something you threaten your kids with. All right, you gonna behave. I'm going to make a trip down to Guntown.
See, that's what I would think you were being rewarded. That's the difference between us.
Uh-huh.
Well, it depends on who's holding it, I would think.
and there are a lot more differences here.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can differentiate wordy word.
We're not off to a good start.
No, man, don't go. All right, here's the deal. Aaron, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Dwayne on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to you, boys. You know the deal. All right. Dwayne, me and you are going to go for the first 30 seconds. All right, down there. Got you ready, Dwayne?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, start the clock now. It's not true. It's just an ugly
rumor.
Yes. All right. These animals love bananas.
Monkeys.
Yeah. All right. A zebra has these on it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. A blank dot. It's like you see spots. It's a blank dot. Also a dance with an accordion.
It's a poke.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, hey, keep your hands off my lucky.
cereal. Lucky strike.
Lucky strikes.
I'm sure that one has been said.
Carries a heavier penalty, too.
Yeah.
All right, Dwayne, we put a 4 on the board. 4. All right. Aaron, you're up with Tater for your first round. Y'all ready?
Right. I'm ready.
And go.
Yep, there's the cereal, Lucky Blank, but also if you can, woo women. Yeah, there you go. An electric blank. It looks like a snake in the ocean. An electric.
Eel?
Yep. Yeah. This is something that falls from a tropical tree, and you eat it, and you can make pie out of it.
Coconut.
Yep. Instead of a belt, you have this to hold up your pants.
Suspenders.
Yep. Mm. You make this. Kids will sell this on the block for like 25 cents.
Lemonade.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, all right.
How'd we do?
Yeah, you did good. You got lemonade to push it to 5 and take the lead by 1.
Go AA Ron.
Double A Ron. All right, Dwayne, you are up with Billy. Need some points. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Pie that's made with a nut, especially you see it a lot around the holidays. Give me a big slice of blank pie.
Pecan.
There yes. you go. Let's see. And an icy cold glass of sweet iced what?
Tea.
Yep. Then let's take a trip to Madame Tussauds to see the celebrities at the Blank Museum.
What?
There you go. And let's go get a sandwich over at the corner what? It's a sandwich shop.
Corner.
It specializes in sandwiches, especially in like a big city.
Subway.
No.
Oh,
yes, but no.
Dude. Put a 3 on that 4, a 7 score for Dwayne. So Aaron and Randy, 2 will tie, 3 will win.
It's kind of a tough one.
I'll take you set up. All right, Aaron.
Okay.
Now picking up on that last one, go.
All right, so it's
Deli.
That's right.
Deli,
all
yeah.
right. And the next one is you would put these on your feet and they have wheels.
Roller skates.
Yep.
Skates, it's tied up.
I don't speak Spanish. Can I get somebody to
translate?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. How about that? Translate for the win. How apropos.
That's
French. I didn't know. Ooh la la. Doggone it. Dwayne from Orange. We come up a little short on that one, Dwayne, but you can try again anytime. All right.
Hey, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right, Dwayne. Thank you, buddy. You have a great day.
May I interrupt just for a second?
Yes, Jackie.
I've been having people ask, can they play with Tater and Randy, because they've been winning here lately. Ooh. You and Billy might want to step it up.
Whoa,
a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
Are you trying to get me killed?
I can talk
to
back and everything.
Can't turn you
can't turn me off.
I talk back a lot.
All right, Dwayne, checking out. And Aaron from Guntown, Mississippi, you got the prize pack and your last name and hat. For that autographed copy of the Dawson Creek crew, including Tom Cruise's ex-wife when she was a teenager. But she was old enough to make out in the parking lot.
All right, this is going to get creepy. Let's stop.
Gonna.
Not with me.
Of course not. We look at her, we look at you, we know that ain't it.
And also, James Vanderbeek, very popular. And Joshua Jackson, also those autographed pictures. I'm very proud of this.
Did you make out with Joshua?
We just held hands.
You play the game, where are they now?
And, of course, the truth, Cuz Strickland's turkey book that he made out to Billy. Mm. All right. So, anyway, we'll find out who wins that. Yeah, second down. So, Dwayne, let me say, oh, yeah, I told you bye. Aaron, you're holding on for Jackie. I got you.
I am. I'm still here.
All right, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We got John Langley out of Wilmington, North Carolina. John says, I'd like to hear the Martinsville racing song. All right, we got Martinsville coming up here in a couple weeks. Let's go and get you ready there. John is coming up next. Big Show's on the radio. Classic Big Request. John Langley, Wilmington, North Carolina. Wants to hear the Martinsville song. Here we go.
Nibbling on moon pies and leftover French fries. Watching them pit crews are covered with all. Parked out by the great big number three souvenir rig. I can smell them hot dogs beginning to ball. Stayed wasted the whole weekend out here in Martinsville. Come to yell for old Dale Earnhardt. Hope we can claim a spot in Victory Lane.
If we don't, it'll be Rusty's fault.
I was sitting there squeezing the highlight of my season. This girl with this big old Earnhardt tattoo. But it's a real beauty. It's right there on her booty. And if you ask her, she'll show it to you.
You know that's right.
Stayed wasted the whole weekend out here in Martinsville. Searching for them many bottles we brought. hooked up with a dame that's almost too tough to tame. And I know it is Jack Daniel's fault. I lost in the race pool. I felt like a dang fool. I finally come to and I let out a moan. 'Cause I went on a bender, woke up tied to the fender. Found out that my girl and my wallet were gone. Stayed wasted the whole weekend out here in Martinsville. Yes, I did, yes, I did, and I'm hoping I don't serve time for assault. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame,
but I know it's my own stupid fault.
Yes, and some people claim that there's a woman to blame,
but I know it's my own dang fault.
Yeah, boy!
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. All right, here you go, Jackie. No, that's a grand prize winner for the internet. We need our daily winner. Give John Boy something. So I'm directing Jackie here. We got Sorensen hanging on the line. Hold on there, Tom.
Is this
we
how
got,
you direct? Because it sounds more like you're yelling at her.
Yes, from one of our daily winners today for John Boy's stuff. Okay, all right, got it right here. Thank you, baby. Got it right here. The winner of the Mossy Oak Cuz Strickland's book, A Nothing But the Truth, autographed to Billy, and a Dale Earnhardt Magnificent 7 number 3 mobile car. Oh, that's a model car. I can't read my writing right.
Well, it's got wheels, so it's probably mobile, too. Yeah.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, because it's situated on like a platform. It's a little car that's officially licensed by NASCAR.
It's like it's going in a turn.
Yeah. It's set up like they are in the Hall of Fame, yeah. You know. Yeah. On a bank turn. Really, really cool little Earnhardt car there.
I know where you got it.
And is that right?
Yeah, from the Hall of Fame.
All right, they gave it to me. All right, cool, man. Say, I got some good stuff. Y'all stay on junk. Good stuff. And by the way, I know I was talking earlier today about the autographed picture from Dawson's Creek cast, Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise's ex-wife, Joshua Jackson, James Vanderbeek. I got that, and I forgot I put it back, but I'm going to put that on Monday's stuff giveaway. So
nice going, Jackie.
So anyway, the winner of today's stuff is Randy. Thank you.
A longer
Aaron Bivens. Aaron Bivens from Guntown, Mississippi. All right, just one wordy word. Congratulations, Aaron. You get John Boy's stuff of the day.
All right.
And now we got some more work out of Randy this morning. He found out what Dusseldorf means.
Dusseldorf.
Yeah, the town in Germany. What's the deal?
So in English, Dusseldorf means Dusseldorf. It's the name of the city, like, right. Jacksonville means.
Was that what you had in mind, Tom?
Oh, I was hoping for something yet even more deep.
I can tell you it's an industrial city in West Germany.
Okay,
it's the capital of the North.
Right, see, the stuff you're going to get now, Tom, is not going to be as good.
Nothing interesting. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I feel like I've been there. With your vivid word pictures.
All right, so here we go. Now we're caught up. So last week, Tom's NFL picks. He went 13-3. He's 50-30 for the season. His lock, was it a Panthers gagged, choked, whatever you want to call it, in the fourth quarter. Didn't get his lock of the week, but he is still 3-2. And with that, we go into week 6. We start with the early Sunday game in America, 9:30 a.m. They're playing in London. It is the 1-4 Miami Dolphins at the 0-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. So Jacksonville is the, quote, home team. All right.
I wanted to pick Jacksonville. They've lost 20 straight. Miami's only lost 4 straight. But I think Jacksonville's offense is coming on, but that's a terrible defense, and I just could not pick them to win. So in a thriller across the big pond, I go with Miami.
All right. And then the early Sunday afternoon games, the 4-1. Oh, well, let me tell you who's on a bye weekend first before we get in there. Sorry, thank you, Tater. Had it right at the top. Atlanta and the Jets, who played in London last week, are on a bye this weekend, along with the New Orleans Saints and the San Francisco 49ers. All right, so now we got that. So early Sunday afternoon, the 4-1 Green Bay Packers at the 3-2 Chicago Bears.
So far, Green Bay got pounded in their opener, and since then they've been really good, doing what they need to do, and they keep it going. They win this one.
Yeah, the 3-2 Cincinnati Bengals at the 0-5 Detroit Lions.
Man, hard luck, Detroit, and the Bengals gave Green Bay everything, and then they had that missed field goal fest at the end of the game where they just took turns missing, and finally Green Bay hit. But I think Cincinnati gets it right this week. They went on the road.
All right. The 1-4 Houston Texans at the 1-4 Indianapolis Colts.
Indy has to be reeling after that overtime loss to Baltimore. That was a good game. But I think they get it back. And Houston played well last week, but I'm going with Indianapolis in this one.
All right, going with the Colts. And then we got the 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 2-3 Washington football players. Yeah.
KC's defense has been an utter sieve. I mean, they are giving up points, but they are still capable of scoring a bunch, and they're going to win this one, and it won't be close.
All right. The 4-1 L.A. Chargers at the 4-1 Baltimore Ravens.
This is a good game, and the Chargers have been playing really well. Baltimore's defense banged up, but the Colts are so clutch, I can't pick against them. So in a really good game and a really close game, Baltimore wins it at home.
So taking Baltimore, or the Ravens now. And then we got the 4-1 L.A. Rams at the 1-4 New York Giants.
Poor Giants, man. Dave Gettleman, former GM here in Charlotte. Rams just have too much, and the Giants collect injuries. Boy, they are banged up. And I think the Rams, even if they were healthy, the Rams would win this one. I like L.A.
All right. The 2-3 Minnesota Vikings at the 3-2 Carolina Panthers.
You know, the line has jumped all over in this one, but depending on where you shop, Vikings would be your 2-3 Vikings, a 1-point favorite. Wow. People have given up on Carolina after 1 week. I'm talking about bettors around the country. But, you know, they still have something as long as they can give their quarterback Sam Darnold time to pass. And I think they'll give him a little more time this week. I think that will be enough. And I like the Panthers close.
I like the Panthers. We didn't touch on it, Tom. The worst offensive line protecting quarterbacks in the NFL is our Carolina Panthers. Something got to
happen. Yeah, they are. They invite the, I don't know if you've seen it, but they actually give out invitations to the defensive line and the other team and invite them into the backfield.
I didn't sure look like it. All right, then. So now there are only 3 late Sunday afternoon games this weekend. Start off with the only undefeated team in the NFL, the 5-0 Arizona Cardinals at the 3-2 Cleveland Browns.
And it's a good game. Cleveland had that game with the Chargers last week, and they just, the team with the ball last wins, and that was the Chargers. But I think Cleveland gets it right. I believe in Arizona, but I like Cleveland in a close one at home.
All right. And then the 4-1 Dallas Cowboys at the 2-3 New England Patriots.
I don't see, outside of Buffalo, I don't see anybody playing better than Dallas is right now. Dallas is a 4.5-point favorite at New England. They win by 7, and the Cowboys are my lock of the week.
All right, 4.5 points, Dallas given, Cowboys lock. All right. And then the 3-2 Las Vegas Raiders, who've been in the news, I don't know whether you all heard about them, at the 3-2 Denver Broncos.
who have not been in the news. I'll tell you, there's a couple ways Raiders can react. One of them is, let's do it for the coach. Let's get inspired. Let's go. The other one is to think, man, they made our special teams coach, the head coach. What are we going to do, punt and kick off? And I think it's a close game, but Denver is a good defense, and I like the Broncos in the mountains.
Think the Broncos going to win that one. All right, and then Sunday night football, the 2-3 Seattle Seahawks at the 2-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Seattle's missing their quarterback. Russell Wilson is out until about week 10, and their defense has just been giving. Steelers showed something last week. They came back, and they beat Denver at home, but they looked a little bit like the Pittsburgh you imagine, and I think the Steelers win this one.
Taking the Steelers. And then Monday Night Football. You got the 4-1 Buffalo Bills at the 3-2 Tennessee Titans. And, of course, you picked Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl before the season, and they looking like I think they might be the best team in football right now, buddy.
You know, I'm a Titans fan, and I like players, I like coach, and I like that fan base, and I like that town.
I'm with you.
And it's cool when they get a Monday night game. Instead of passing it around with the same teams, it's cool when somebody else gets one. And, boy, I think the Titans play well, but I am not picking out against Buffalo, and I like Buffalo to win a good game on the road.
Good game on the road, and we'll be playing in Nashville Monday night. All right, and once again, Tom's lock of the week, the Dallas Cowboys beating the New England Patriots by more than 4.5 points. All right, Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great weekend.
You guys too, man, and thank you very much.
All right, bud. Let's get it, Billy.
BetBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bets, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animate.com.
Y'all have a great weekend. And kick it off with a Saturday edition show on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Catch podcast.